Hi there. In today's video, I'm going to continue my teaching on living from a rock, having foundations in God where we're not blown about by the storms of life. I'd encourage you to go back and watch the first video yesterday, and I'm going to jump into that in a moment. Hey, let me just do a couple of housekeeping things first. If you're new to my YouTube channel, why not hit the subscribe button down there? Give this video a thumbs up or share it with your friends. We also put this out now as a daily podcast. So you can listen just to the audio on all the major podcasting platforms. Hey, I have some churches here in New England, ministry website, training school, lots of different things going on. Why not check out the links below? And lastly, let me say this. If you don't know Jesus, I have a video before on how you can begin a relationship with Jesus. And if you've never been filled or baptized in the Holy Spirit, there's some videos before that can really help you step into that experience. Every Christian needs to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Boom, Selah. Good. Well, yesterday I began talking about living from a rock. I began this series talking about the idea that I believe God wants us to have a relationship with Him where we're not blown about by every experience of life. I believe God wants us to have a relationship with Him where we have a steady state relationship with Him. You know, I challenge you, if you look at the life of Jesus, I don't think Jesus, it could be true in a way to say Jesus had good days and bad days. I'm sure there were days when the sun shined and days when it rained. Days when everybody came and like, yeah, we love Jesus. And days when he was driven out of town. Days when he had lots of food and days where he said, hey, let's just, you know, pick some berries, make a pie, whatever. My point is, we're all going to go through external circumstances. Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation. But he didn't stop there. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And I believe that Jesus lived in a place where his righteousness, his joy, his fellowship with the Father, his peace was never touched by the external circumstances. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus gets in a boat and he goes to sleep. And there, you know, the storm hits the boat. The disciples are all thinking death, we're going to die. But Jesus is in that steady place with God. He's in a storm, but the storm's not in him. And then the real key is that Jesus was able to speak to the storm, peace be still. He gave the peace he had within him to the external circumstance because the peace he had in him wasn't touched or wasn't moved by the circumstance. And I believe God wants us to have, you and I, to have that walk. You know, I began yesterday reading in Matthew 7, a passage many of you'll know, where Jesus talks about the man who built his house on a rock. And Jesus says, the man who hears the word of God and does the word of God is like a man who builds his house on a rock. And then Jesus said, the man who hears the word of God but does not do or doesn't act upon the word of God or activate the word of God, he's like a man who builds his house on a sand. And then Jesus continued and he said in this parable, the rains came, the storm blew, the wind beat upon the house. It beats on the house on the rock, it beats on the house on the sand. And then it says, the house on the sand fell while the house on the rock stood. And here's my point to you guys, that it's not the storms of life that destroy our house. It's the foundations on which we build our house. So my challenge to you in this series is, what's your foundation like? Sometimes we don't know what our foundation is like until a storm comes and reveals it. But I would rather, again, really great key, I'd rather discover my foundation. I'd rather that God was able to come to me and say, Graham, hey, maybe your foundation's a little shaky here, rather than having a storm come and blow my life up. The best time to buy, you know, fire insurance is not when your house is on fire. The best time to buy insurance is when the sun is shining and everything's great. And I think, again, God is not insurance, obviously, but we want to build a good foundation now. We don't have to wait until some far-off day to do that. And what I want to talk about real quick today, I want to talk about building a life with God that is not mysterious. You know, it's interesting. If I were to say to you today, do you think God is mysterious? I think all of us at times would say yes. God is mysterious. God's ways at times are mysterious. You know, there's an old hymn that says, God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. It's not Bible, but it's, you know, a saying. And I believe many people have a kind of what I call a long distance relationship with God, where they love God. They know they're going to be with him for eternity. They know he's forgiven their sins and they're walking in relationship with him, but they really have no clue what he's thinking, and that they have this sense of God's far off and he's far away and he's mysterious and he's past finding out. And this sense, you literally hear people say it. People say it to me at times, you never know what God is going to do. And I always come back to them and I say, I know exactly what God is going to do. This is what God is going to do. You know, Martin Luther, I believe it was Martin Luther who said the arc of history, you know, like we talk about a story in a movie or a book maybe as having an arc, a place where it starts and it bends and then the story lands somewhere and ends. And Martin Luther King said that the arc of history is long, but it's bent towards justice. In a way, what he's saying is it sometimes takes a long time, but the story of history is us always pushing forward towards justice. And amen, I agree with that. Can I suggest to you the arc of the Bible bends from mystery to revelation? Let me say that again. The arc of the Bible, I don't mean Noah's Ark, I mean the the direction of the story of the Bible is about God coming to people who knew nothing about him, people, heathen people for whom they had no revelation of God. And all the way through the Bible, God's trying to reveal himself. All the way through the Bible, God's showing more and more and more of who he is. I don't think it's a coincidence that the last book we have in our Bible is called literally the Book of Revelation. I think throughout all eternity, we're going to be seeing more and more and more of God and who he really is. I think, you know, God comes to Moses and Moses says, who are you? And God begins to reveal himself to Moses. He says, I am that I am. I'm the existent one. Hebrews 11:6 says, he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But as Moses begins to walk with God, God begins showing more of himself to Moses. He begins to reveal himself to Moses as, I am the Lord your healer, Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord your shepherd. I am the Lord Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present, the Lord who is there. I am the Lord your righteousness, Jehovah Tsidkenu. I am the Lord your banner. And he begins to open up more and more and more. And I love that even in the life of Moses, there's a place in Moses where God says to Moses, no man can see my face and live. And Moses is like, yeah, but I want to see your face. And it's like Moses keeps knocking and saying, God, I want to know you more. And in the end, the Lord comes and declares his name before Moses. And all the way through the Old Testament, through stories, through histories in the pathway, the arc of the Jewish people, God's showing himself more and more. And then Jesus comes. And Jesus, you know, he from the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus says, you've heard it this way, but I say to you this. You know, your religion has said to you this, but I say to you this. Philip in John 14 says to Jesus, show us the Father and it will suffice for us. And Jesus says, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. John 14:6. He said, I and the Father are one, John 10, verse 30. No man has seen the Father, but the only begotten Son who's in the literally in the beloved of the Father has declared him unto us, John 1 says. And Jesus is the image of the invisible God, Colossians 1:15. And here's my challenge to you today, just a quick thought as we progress in this series, but God wants, he doesn't want you to live in mystery. He wants you to know him. He wants you to get Bible knowledge, but he even wants you to take you past Bible knowledge. Ooh, the evangelicals are mad at me now. The goal of Bible knowledge is not Bible knowledge. The goal of Bible knowledge is Bible knowledge that you walk out and live out with God. The goal of Bible knowledge is Bible experience based upon Bible knowledge. I come to the Bible and it says Jesus is the savior of the world. But when I believe that and I enter into salvation, I come into personal experiential knowledge that Jesus is the savior of the world, but he's the savior of Graham. I come to the place where I'm no longer saying as a good evangelical, I believe this because the Bible says, and I move into the place where, like Paul, I say, I believe this because the Bible says, but I know in whom I have believed and I'm fully persuaded. And again, my challenge to you today is don't content yourself with mystery. Proverbs 25:2 says, it's to God's glory to hide things, but it's to the glory of kings, that's you and I, to seek out a matter. And God wants us to be a people who we don't simply say, oh, it's a mystery, we'll never know what's going to go on. But rather we say, Lord, show me your mysteries, reveal your mysteries in me. I don't want to be a person of mystery, have a mysterious relationship with God. I want to be a person of revelation where God reveals himself to me and then God reveals himself through me. Selah. Boom. Hey guys, I hope that's been a blessing to you. I'll be back tomorrow with another video in the series, and also I'll be doing a weekly Q&A session live. So drop me a line if you have a question. Again, hit the subscribe button if you will and share this on social media. Check out the links below. And I hope to see you guys soon. I am cheering you on this beautiful Thursday. Bye for now.